Today, Pastor Steve is going to be talking about this table. Tell me, what do we call this table? The communion table, you're right. And let's think about the different parts on the communion table. Let's think, what about the bread? What do we say the bread represents? That's right, the body that Jesus broke for us. And what about the cup? God's blood, that Jesus' blood that was poured out for us. Very good. Now, we use bread, and sometimes bread can be what we call leavened or unleavened. And that just means thin little wafers or great big loaves. And under this lid is the gluten-free elements that we have. And some churches use wine, and we use grape juice. And some places, they don't have those, so we call them common elements. You probably have bread at your house, and you probably have maybe some juice. And if you don't have juice, you have some kind of liquid at your house. We have a friend of ours who just got back from a trip to Nepal. He was on a mission trip to Nepal, and their church services go for 5 and 6 hours. So, Steve, you've got a long time to preach today. And our friend was in a church service, and they don't have church buildings like we do. They don't have this grand church building. They meet in the houses of the people of the church. So we're coming to your house, and we're going to have church at your house. And the church service goes for hours and hours, and they sit like you're sitting right now. And our friend was there, and he was sitting and listening, and he all of a sudden thought, you know, I could really use a Coke right now, a Coca-Cola. And the next thing you know, out came one of the people of the church, and they used Coca-Cola for the grape juice. And he thought, wow, God, you are so cool. Because he had asked for a Coke, and what God gave him was refreshment in the communion table. The communion table is a symbol of our unity in Christ. And we here at Covenant, we don't say only people that are members of this church can have this communion table. But we believe that if you want to know Jesus, or you know Jesus a little bit and you want to know him more, this table is for you. Because Jesus came for all people. And some people in their churches, in their communion, they do it once a month, or maybe they do it once a quarter. We do communion every week in remembrance of what the sacrifice was that Jesus made for us. His body was broken for us. His blood was poured out for us. And we want to remember that. Under this table, oh, it's turned around. But I'll show it to you here in a few minutes. Our communion table was made by a gentleman named Lou Mitchell, who was a member of our church. And he made our communion table. And on the other side, right here on the bottom, it says, do this in remembrance of me. The whole reason we do communion is to remember the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much that you sent your son Jesus to be the one and only sacrifice for our sins. Thank you that you've given us this table so that we can remember that you broke your body for us, that you poured your blood out for us, and that you are coming back to return and take us to heaven to live with you forever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, boys and girls, we're going to have the parents and our members stand and greet each other. But if you would like to come and see the different elements and see the bread and see the wine, and the juice, I will show you, and I will even show you that part on the other side. If you would stand and greet each other and pass the peace.